What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
No.
Okay. What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
Skunk.
Have you ever had any run-ins with skunks?
Never.
What do you call a little creature that's about that big around and it just hops along the ground? And some live near the water and some live on land.
Frog.
Do you have different names for the ones that live in the land and on the water?
Now, yes, you do. There's toad frog and then the spring frog.
And let's see, the spring frog is the one that lives in the water. Okay, let's see now. Now, which one of those frogs is the one that lives in the water?
This spring frog.
Spring frog is the water, and the toad
frog. And the bullfrog too.
Okay. Is the spring frog the one that makes kind of a chirping noise?
I think so. Okay. Long legs.
Yeah.
Spring.
Okay. What do you call ordinary worms that people use for bait?
Earthworms.
And what do you call particularly large worms that are used for bait?
You get those from the earth, or they grow on trees?
I don't know.
Now there's a catarrh worm, because I have a catarrh tree there.
Okay.
And that's a big worm, a green worm with a black streak down the back.
And those are good for fishing?
Fishing. Good for fishing.
Okay. Do they live anywhere except on the catalpa tree?
No, that's the only place they live. And after they are there, when they get grown, they leave the tree and go in the ground and turn to a butterfly.
Oh, for goodness sake. And this is the tree right in
that's
here?
That's right.
Well, that certainly is interesting. When are they on the tree?
They're on the tree and during the summer.
Uh-huh.
And that's why it's bare, because all of the leaves were eaten
mm-hmm.
by the worms. And then it got out again. But it's a fly that lays the egg there.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't been any more since the first time. They were on there once to see it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's quite interesting. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
Lightning bug.
What do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and filmy wings and it flies around over ponds or lakes?
Mosquito hawk.
What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and some people say it doesn't sting? It looks...
Dirt diver.
Do those things sting?
I don't think so.
What do you call nuts that get ripe under the ground?
Peanuts.
And are you familiar with any other words for peanuts?
Pendas.
Now a pendas.
And there's a Spanish peanut too. There's a smaller, the smaller size is called a Spanish peanut.
Okay. Is there any difference between peanuts and pendas?
I don't think so.
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you'd say that the boy
resembles his father?
Mm-hmm. And if a boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you'd say that the boy
is much like his father.
Fine. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth?
Midwife.
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?